This is Kate Magruder for Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. Here's a short excerpt from an interview I did with Jamie Roberts, the longtime host of Radiogram on KZYX.
I don't know. It was the spirit of the time. It was, you know, all the, I don't know, what would you call it, good vibes that were coming from California. It just seemed like I was totally intrigued. That was 71, I think. I had a van, which I spent this previous summer decking out cabinets and oriental carpets. And, you know, it was the perfect hippie little van, and came out to California. And then I spent a couple of years traveling up and down, mostly on the coast, trying to find my place. And then when I was living in San Francisco, I had a roommate whose mother owned some property up here. And we came up here one time to check it out. Like I said, I had been looking for a place, you know, my place to be. And I came up here and I was really taken with Mendocino. And at the time, there was nobody living on that property that we came to visit, Michael's mother's property. I wrote a letter to her and I said, "Mrs. Stobie, there's nobody living on this property. Let me stay here and I will develop it and not have any claim on the property. I'll put in a road, dig a well, maybe build a little cabin, and you could charge me some minimal amount of rent." And that worked out. She agreed. So I lived on that property, which is about 6 miles from here, for 25 years. I had never met her. So this was a cold call, really. I just wrote her out of the blue. She didn't know who I was, except that I was a roommate and a friend of her son's. I don't know. She was game. You know, what can I say? She agreed to let me to live on her land and develop it in a minimal way. I mean, I didn't have that many resources. You know, we dug our wells by hand, and, you know, I built this little shack out of a chicken coop that I had torn down somewhere a few miles away. And it was the first building that I ever built, actually. So, and that started my career as a carpenter, actually. That's how I started learning those skills.
What did you think you were going to do? How did you think you were going to make money when you came, and how did you make money?
I had no idea. When I first came up here, I wasn't sure. I just knew I wanted to be here. I didn't know how I would support myself exactly. But like I was saying, the times were optimistic. There was a feeling that there was enough to go around for everybody if just people would open their hearts and be open-handed and share. So there was a general feeling that you could make things work no matter what. Okay, well, when I first moved up, I moved onto this property. I got permission to stay there, but I didn't have any shelter. So the first thing I did was I bent a bunch of redwood branches over and made kind of a little hut and threw a tarp over it. That worked okay until after about a month of winter, and that got pretty bad. So I broke down, actually, and rented a room in a house down in Elk that first winter. That was pretty brutal. And then the following winter, I got a hold of a pretty good-sized tent. It was about 8 by 16 with a traditional camp tent. So I found an old barn door for the floor and put this tent on top of it. And I lived in that for about a year or so. But you know how tents are in the rain. You know, it starts out where you've got like 8 by 16 feet of platform. And then as the rains progress through the winter, more and more, you know, the dry area shrinks as it goes through the winter, because anything that's touching the tent walls is going to wick water into it. So after a month or so of rain, you know, I was pretty much limited to the size of my bed that was dry, you know. So that was pretty intense. That was pretty brutal. And, you know, at that point, I decided that I really needed to build something, and I got permission to go ahead and build a cabin there. So,
when you were up here first and living in a tent, what would you do at night?
You mean for fun? Yeah, what would I do at night? I'd go over, walk over, visit a friend, a neighbor. There was always something going on at somebody's house. There were a few friends. And because Cat Mother lived in Elk, we could always go down and hang out with them. And there was a lot of hanging out going on, of course. You know, that's when I learned how to juggle important skills like that.
It don't take too much money.
We've been listening to Promise of Paradise, Back to the Land, Oral Histories of Mendocino County. I'm Kate Magruder. We just heard from Jamie Roberts. You can catch short excerpts of our interviews during the news hour on Thursdays. You can hear a longer interview with Jamie at 3:30 Thursday afternoon, as well as my interview with Sheila Rogers. All Promise of Paradise episodes can be found on the KZYX website and Facebook page, with pictures and even longer interviews. Now you know me, and you know I'm still the same old me that I used to be. Oh, yes, I am. Promise of Paradise is supported by the National Endowment for the Humanities, California Humanities, the Arts Council of Mendocino County, the Judy Pruden Historical Preservation Fund of the Community Foundation of Mendocino County, the Mendocino Institute, and Grace Hudson Museum.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.